And I actually grew up eating venison myself, and I heard you've spent quite a bit of time in my home area. I grew up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, so, you know, big forests, big water, all of that.
Well, sure, and that's the Wisconsin lifestyle. That's the youper dream. I think the Fred Bear song is the official soundtrack for a youper. I bet there's no thinking about it, I guarantee it. So, yeah, I love that outdoor lifestyle, and if you come from that lifestyle, Tanya, then you know what I mean when I say the spirit of the wild. There is a really important and dynamic healing power that we can get from nature. And right now, with this out-of-control government and the lying media and these goofballs that think they're fact-checkers and all this ugliness and open border, and it's really men taking away women's athletic trophies. I mean, it's just planet of the cuckoo's nest out there. So my recommendation is maximize your time in the great outdoors, because the spirit of the wild will cleanse your soul. And that's where I get all my energy and piss and vinegar for my guitar music. I really balance my life so that I'm in the best shape I can be, so that I can deliver my dreams and my ideas, you know?
Yep, and you have to be in good shape when you're on the road as much as it looks like you're going to be this summer. Looks like your closest date is going to be in Waukesha at the Waukesha County Fair on July 22nd. So before I let you go, is there anything else that we should know? Obviously, the new album is out. I'm assuming we can get it on all the platforms.
Well, yeah, I think it's available on all the digital downloading stuff, whatever the hell that is. And it also, the Ted Nugent Detroit Muscle record will be out on vinyl. The vinyl product is coming out soon.
Ooh,
but
excellent.
It's on CD, and it's number 2 in the world. How cool is that in 2022 for the old Detroit guitar player? But, yeah, also, Tanya, we're celebrating our 32nd year of the Ted Nugent Camp for Kids charity. We do it in Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, and South Dakota. And it's a nonprofit 501c volunteer charity teaching kids how important being clean and sober, being the best that you can be, the mystical flight of the arrow, marksmanship and gun safety discipline, the great outdoors, how to hunt, fish, trap, how to be a hands-on conservationist in God's miraculous creation. So a thank you to everybody up there who have supported the Ted Nugent Camp for Kids for over 30 years now. How cool is that?
Wow, that's pretty amazing. You're going to have to make some room for Wisconsin in that schedule, though.
We do. You know, we've got a lot. I'm a life member of the Wisconsin Bow Hunters, and that's a great organization, very dedicated, very generous, very participatory in their conservation ethics. So I hope we can have a Ted Nugent Camp for Kids in Wisconsin, because I love Wisconsin. I can't wait to get back to Waukesha. I've been playing Wisconsin forever, and there are real music lovers up there. Plus, you augment the love of the music with the fact that the Backstrap Daddy is on stage. I think there's a pretty special connection I have with Wisconsinites.